This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police looking for a shooter who shot an officer Friday night. Lieutenant Jim Soklis said it all started when an officer conducted a traffic stop on that suspect, identified as 25-year-old Jacob Cedillo, near Fillmore in Nevada.
During that contact, the suspect, one of the motorcycle operators, produced a firearm and fired multiple times at the officer, striking him at least once. The officer was transported to a local hospital. He is in stable condition.
Cedillo being sought on attempted murder charges and also considered armed and dangerous.
A teen mother is behind bars charged with murdering her own newborn and burying the girl in someone else's backyard in Yoder. El Paso County deputies arrested 19-year-old Amy Grace Carr Thursday on charges of first-degree murder and tampering with human remains. Jacqueline Reed from the sheriff's office says ever since the discovery of the body in January, this case has been hard on investigators.
It's just heartbreaking. And again, every victim of crime deserves everything that we have to bring justice to that family and that victim.
The sheriff's office says it's still unknown if Carr knew the person whose backyard the baby was buried in.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage and a check of our latest case counts, the latest data from the state shows 74 new cases announced in El Paso County, 12 in Pueblo County, 5 in Teller, and 4 in Fremont counties. There are no deaths to report in the past 24-hour reporting period for any of our four major southern Colorado counties. Statewide positivity rate currently sitting at 2.38%. Colorado has its first winner for the comeback cash sweepstakes. Governor Jared Polis says he hopes more people will get the COVID-19 vaccine after Sally Slinger won the first $1 million prize.
There are folks out there that just haven't had time yet or putting it off, and to see you and see that there are people that are not just being safe from the virus but winning $1 million.
First drawing for the Colorado Comeback Cash Scholarship Lottery program set for today. Five lucky winners will get $50,000 each towards their post-secondary education. A total of 25 scholarships will be given out over the next 5 weeks. To be eligible, kids 12 to 17 need to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. The Pueblo community came out over the weekend to honor those in the community who've lost their lives during the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. Details now with KRDO's Josh Helmuth.
More than 250 people gathered Saturday for Light the Water, a memorial event on the Pueblo Riverwalk. Lanterns were placed in the river to honor friends and family who died from the virus. Those attending noted that some of the victims did not have a memorial service because of coronavirus restrictions that were in place last year. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
A 5-year-old has died after accidentally being hit by their father in a Colorado Springs parking lot while he was driving. Police say the child was so excited to see dad's truck pulling up, running in front of the moving vehicle. It happened Thursday afternoon at Cheyenne Plaza Shopping Center near 8th Street and Cheyenne Boulevard. Nationwide, more than 50 kids every week are hit by vehicles because a driver couldn't see them. A woman is under arrest after Pueblo police say she struck two motorcyclists carrying passengers with her SUV. It happened on Northern and Ormond in Pueblo at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Pueblo police say when they arrived on scene, they discovered three people with serious injuries and one person dead at the scene. A second victim died at the area hospital a short time later. The initial investigation found that 21-year-old Alicia Herrera was traveling north on Ormond when she ran a red light at Northern and struck the two motorcycles. Herrera is suspected of being under the influence of drugs or alcohol and was arrested, now facing multiple charges. A man's facing charges in Fountain after refusing to pull over for a traffic stop and pointing a gun at officers and other drivers. Officers tried pulling over the unidentified man for what they called a minor traffic violation late yesterday afternoon. After he sped off, the suspect pointed a handgun out the window. The suspect was chased from Fountain to Colorado Springs, pointing the gun at officers and other drivers at least three times. Police say the suspect may face felony charges for eluding and menacing.
Well, if your commute takes you to Denver, you might want to give yourself a few extra minutes this week as northbound I-25 between InterQuest and Northgate will be closed overnight beginning tonight. Details now with KRDO's Mia Villanueva.
Closures between InterQuest and Northgate will start as early as 7 tonight. The highway will open back up at 5 Tuesday morning and again close around 7 that same night. Closures to this specific stretch of highway will last until Thursday morning. Again, the end goal is to connect I-25 directly to Powers, but funding for that has not been secured. The project is being headed by Wildcat Construction. Construction on the project started in November of 2019 and will be completed sometime this summer.
Once again, KRDO's Mia Villanueva with that report.
Increasing clouds and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday afternoon. Hot temperatures with highs in the upper 80s around Colorado Springs, 93 in Pueblo. Clear and mild overnight with morning starts Tuesday in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny and hot as we head into your Tuesday afternoon. 91 degrees for Colorado Springs, 96 in and around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.